Amen. All right, we're going to be in Luke chapter 13, if you have your Bibles. Luke chapter 13. We're gonna go through a few things over the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. We'll see how it goes. We're going to go somewhere with this, so if you miss the messages, we're going to try to email them out each week. And so if you miss next week, please listen to the message so that you can follow us along. So if you're home right now listening to the message that I'm going to email to you, and you're going to elect to stay home for a few weeks, please listen to the messages each week, because they're all going to kind of tie together, and I feel that the Lord has something for us. Amen? So appreciate Adam preaching last Sunday. Amen? And thank you. He always does a good job, and appreciate that very much. You guys ready? And we're going to kind of a teaching mode here, so if you want to take notes, that'll be great, but I really feel like the Lord's going to share something with us that's going to help us all over the next three or four weeks. So let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time to be in your house, to hear your word, and to fellowship. Build our relationships with each other and with you. Thank you to the ones here. Lord, we lift up the ones that are not here. Lord, we want them to know that they are welcome to stay home and be safe for a season. Father, we just ask you for your protection to keep us all safe from this virus that's running around and for everything else that's going on. Lord, we just trust you. We thank you. We pray for our military that's around the country. Pray for our missionaries. Pray for this Lottie Moon offering, Father, that we can gather what we need to send to those missionaries that are spreading the good news around the world. Help me this morning share what you put on my heart. Love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody said amen. All right, so let's go. Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. 6 through 9. Is it warm in here? You guys good? Everybody fine? As the man answers. Are you ladies fine? You okay? All right. All right, Luke chapter 13, 6 through 9, a very familiar story. So let's read it together. This morning I'm reading out of the NIV. Deary, yeah, thank you. So then he told this parable. It's talking about Jesus, right? Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for 1 year, and I'll dig around it, and I'll fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then we'll cut it down." Everybody say amen? Amen. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Or have you ever asked someone else this question? How do I get better? How do I feel better? Maybe you or someone you know might be struggling with depression, weight gain, bad habits, broken relationship, anxiety. Maybe you just can't get where you want to go in life. I think we've all struggled. If we'll be honest, all of us in this room or listening to this has struggled in some way, in some fashion. Or at least we've known someone who have struggled with these things in the past, right? So the real questions are, what's the answer? Where's the path? How do I really get better? Well, God has the answer for all these issues. I found that ever how you get better, whatever you do to get past these kind of things, whether it's a therapist or a pastor or a friend or a group of buddies or friends or a small group Bible study, there's always three main ingredients that you see present in everything God does that improves our personal growth. Those three things. In the next few weeks, we're going to talk about in detail these three things. We're going to talk about how to take God's Word, His instructions, and get it inside of our soul deep down. This morning, really what I want to do is really plant a seed of hope that no matter what you're really going through, no matter what maybe your friend or family member's going through, I want you to know that there are ingredients, there are scriptures, there are powerful, powerful principles and truths that can set us free, that can help us. The Bible talks about many things, many, many things, when He talks about these truths. But one of my favorite is one of the parables that Jesus told, and it's actually the scripture that we just read. I mean, can you see that? You know, Jesus tells the parable as this man, you know, comes to his vineyard. And he sees this tree, and the tree hadn't produced any fruit in 3 years. 3 years. And he gets frustrated. He says, just cut this thing down. Cut it down. Do away with it. Why is it even taking up the soil here? And then the gardener says, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The man who's actually taking care of this, he says, wait a minute. He said, just let me dig around it a little bit. Let me fertilize it a little bit. And let's give it a year. Let's give it a year. Let's see what happens. Guys, this example really is all throughout the Bible. These three ingredients connect to God's biggest principles: His grace, His truth, and Him using time. What we're going to do is go over these principles a little deeper. I'm giving you kind of an overview this morning. But each week we're going to dive into these principles. And we're going to learn how they really work and how God uses these principles to help us grow. Help us grow as men. Help us grow as women. Help us grow as parents. Help us grow in our relationship with our spouse and maybe children. Amen? So the digging around part. What was he digging around to find? You see, the tree wasn't getting any better. So he couldn't just look at the outside and tell what was going on. Because see, on the outside, that tree can look pretty and nice, and the leaves look green. Amen? You go with me on the metaphor as we go through this? It's a parable. What he had to do was dig around and go underneath the surface to find out what's there. And the second thing was to fertilize. He had to fertilize it by, listen closely, he had to fertilize it by giving it something it could not produce for itself. Oh, we'll talk about that a lot later. I got to resist from going there. Yeah, okay. I gotta not go there. But things like food and water, you know, nourishment is what that needed. And the third thing is, all this wasn't going to happen in a weekend retreat. All this was not going to happen in finishing a good book. on this or that or that or this. We all know, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir sometimes, but we all know that godly growth takes place over time. It just takes time. God will help us grow. I'm going to say that again. God will help us grow and become the men and women He wants us to be if, everybody say if we're planted and firmly rooted in these biblical principles. And then when we are, things will change. We will begin to feel better. We will begin to heal. So let me give you a little basic overview of the three principles. But we're going to go deep into them later, okay? The first one's digging around. What is he digging around for? He's really digging around for truth. For truth. So we're looking for an answer to our problem. So the tree's not a tree, the fig tree is not producing fruit. So there's something going on. So he's digging down in there to try to figure out what the problem is. Now, one thing I know I've heard this many, many times over the years is people love to quote that scripture. You get to know the truth and the truth will set you free. You know, most time people quote that don't know what they're talking about. And really, and it's just a good sounding scripture, you know, that everybody throws around. If you really study that scripture, it's really a lot more than just knowing the truth and the truth will set you free. I've heard people even mix that up so much they say, you need to tell the truth now. You know, quit lying, tell the truth, because the truth will set you free. It's not even, I mean, yeah, all that's true, yes, but that's not what Jesus meant in that scripture. That scripture is actually John 8, 31 and 32. Listen to it. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, everybody ready? Jesus said, if, there's that word if again. I think I've said before that if is a big word. If worms toted 45s, birds wouldn't mess with them, right? If is a big word. Dang, I didn't get a laugh out loud. Thought I would. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Sorry. If you hold to my teaching, which is all about growth and persistence and that kind of thing, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And we all know the truth is Jesus Christ, right? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, as we get to know Jesus, then Jesus begins to set us free and, you know, and that kind of thing. So, now, I'm going to say something that you just got to hear me on this now, okay? Don't throw stones at me. Memorizing Scripture is great. Everybody hear me say that? Memorizing Scripture is great, but it's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. It's really about applying that word to our lives. I found the people that really get better, they really get better. Yes, they become familiar with Scripture, they even memorize Scripture, but the people who really get better and feel better, they believe it. And then they accept it as truth. Don't let this go over your head now. They got the scripture, they believe it, and then they accept it. They accept this as truth. And then they let that truth go down deep below the surface where it nourishes the soul. Everybody see this? I don't feel like God loves me. I don't feel saved. I don't feel like God loves me. I've heard people say that so many times. And I say, so? to them. It's important to understand that. But really, we're not saved based on our feelings. We're saved based on faith. Well, I don't feel like, stop trying to feel, you know, right? It's not based on feelings, it's based on faith. And then we believe it, then we accept it as truth, whether I feel it or not. Everybody with me? Whether I feel it or not, I'm going to believe it, then I'm going to accept it as truth. And then it gets deep down in my soul and provides nourishment. Like you guys did that this morning. You believe these are pews, right? Everybody, these are pews. You believe that. You accepted it as truth. And then you acted in faith and you did what? You lowered your body weight down on these benches. Now, Frankie could have snuck in here and took out a few screws, right? And you might have busted it. But you know he's not going to do that. Glenn might, but Frankie's not going to do that. But you went through that process where you believed, you trust the deacons are taking care of this and that, and you went through the process, accepted this is truth, and you lowered your body weight, and you sit right down in those pews, and everything worked out okay for you. Talking about plants, you see, we can water a plant. We can water a plant. We can wave at it, talk to it, give it a little sunshine. But most time, we really don't know what's going on down in the root system. Until sometimes it's too late. It starts withering and decaying. And then sometimes it's too late. Now, we all know that these issues that we're talking about, it takes a little digging around to find the real problem. Okay? I know in my field of addictions, it's the same thing. Addiction, I have a client comes to me and they're addicted to whatever. Addiction, I know right away, addiction's not the problem. The drugs and alcohol is not the problem. It's just the smoke. Okay? It's just the smoke. There's a fire burning underneath there. It's just the smoke. The drugs and alcohol, the addiction is just the smoke. Now, smoke will kill you. Any fireman will tell you that most people die from smoke. So if you want to find real healing, don't try to put out the smoke. Don't try to, treat the smoke. You got to get down in there and you got to find out what's burning. What's the fire? And you put that fire out, guess what goes away? The smoke. The same thing with any of these issues. Depression, anxiety, low self-worth, all these issues, they're just smoke. But smoke will take you out. If you want to find healing, right, we need to dig a little bit and get down in there and figure out what's going on. And that's a whole nother subject. The second principle is to fertilize. So what is fertilize? What does fertilize do? You definitely don't need me to tell you about that. All farmers in here and country folks know about 10-10-10 and chicken, right? You know, chicken, I had this thing, Adam, I was going to say, and I just couldn't do it. Lynn promised me not to do it. It wasn't bad. It was just, I'm still not going to do it, though. You know, chicken fertilized, right? It's really good. You know, anybody use horse, you know? Leftovers and cow, those kind of things. That's not the stuff that we're going to talk about this morning. Jeez. But here's a basic truth for you. A real basic truth of anything that's alive and it's growing, it needs nutrients. It's got to have fertilized. And here's the deal, it must be fertilized. It must have these nutrients. I'll tell you a crazy quick little story. In the summer, we planted a garden at Penfield. We had a great garden. It was about as big as that, these pews right here. All kinds of wonderful vegetables. It was wonderful. It was great. Finished it up. And I had the idea of planting some pumpkins in the fall. And I was going to plant this whole thing of pumpkins, and we're going to give away pumpkins down by the road, you know, put a little sign, God loves you, free pumpkins, you know, for the neighbors. And some of our clients might enjoy pumpkins with the kids, you know, in October, Halloween. So we went and planted pumpkins. They started growing up, right? And they got up about, I don't know, a foot, and they were doing good, and I was so proud of myself, you know, my idea. I got out there, and we punched a finger in the hole, and guess what happened? They died. Maybe it was my pride, I don't know, it probably was. But the pumpkins died. Just, we started watering them more. Well, I did a little research. Should have done that ahead of time, right? But I didn't know this. Some of you might. But pumpkins just suck the nutrients out of the ground. I mean, they just, you have to fertilize them all the time. So if you're going to plant pumpkins, you need to really, really fertilize them a lot. Amen? I'm glad you came to church this morning to learn how to grow pumpkins. All right, so now we're moving into the new year. Adam preached for us. Awesome. Thank you. And you hear a lot about New Year's resolutions. We tried not to make any this year, but Lynn and I did. We pledged to get in shape, especially after Mary's testimony. I think that touched a lot of hearts, and we appreciate you, you know. But Lynn and I made a pledge to get in shape and lose some weight this year. And we started, and we got a few things going. And but like the fig tree, that Jesus was talking about, we've had these goals for the last 3 years and hadn't produced any fruit. You know, what's different this time? We're the same people. What's different for us? See, the question is, based on the scripture and how it's ministering to me as I study it, which always happens, right, Adam? You know, you learn, and God teaches you too at the same time. Is there anything new being deposited into our lives? We need fertilizer in order to grow and change. And here's a basic truth. A plant cannot produce what it needs in order to grow. That has to come from the outside. Y'all seeing this? That has to come from the outside. Now, I know God is creator and we are His creation. I understand that, completely agree with that 1,000%. But we need and we depend on the outside to provide what we need on the inside for a healthy and fruitful life. I'm going to say that again, not trying to insult your intelligence. We depend on the outside to provide what we need on the inside for a healthy and fruitful life. We depend on air, food, water, support, instruction, good modeling. In other words, someone to mentor us, to show us how to grow and how to change. We need that. All this, my friends, all this symbolizes fertilizer. You know what the cool part is? It's really grace. When you really dig into it, it's really grace. Grace is way more than just God accepts me. I'm so grateful for that, that He accepts me and accepts you. I was a born-again Christian, you know. But it's way more than that. Grace is unmerited favor. And that unmerited means I can't produce it. I can't make it for myself. It's not like earning a merit badge where you go out and you do all these cool things and then you earn a merit badge or you earn a blue ribbon. That's not the way grace works. It's unmerited favor. God loves us, and He poured His grace upon us. Grace has to be given to me. Grace has to be given to you. And then you have to accept it. You see, the good stuff that I need has to be given to me from the outside. So what that says is, we need things from each other. We need things from each other in order for us to get better, to feel better. Now, if some of you grew up in a place where nobody ever taught you how to handle problems or resolve conflict in a healthy manner, you may have a tough time at life. At times, it may be a struggle for you. Maybe no one ever showed you how to cope with life problems with love and grace and courage and tenacity. I don't know. Maybe being open and honest and transparent. Maybe that's scary to you. Maybe that's foreign to you. I understand. You see, but the bottom line is, we need this fertilizer. We need this. We actually crave it. We need this fertilizer inserted into us. We need it deposited into us. We need it spread all around us. And this has to come from the outside. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says this, "Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." We need to spread encouragement into one another. We need to put support around each other. We need to insert hope into each other. Amen? I started out this message by mentioning just a few of life's struggles. Depression, weight gain, bad habits, broken relationships, anxiety, all these struggles. And maybe it's just you're not able to get where you want to go in life. Here's the first thing that I've learned, guys. Here's one of the first things that we all need to admit. You need to admit this requires humility, being humble on your part. But we have to admit you can't help yourself in these issues. You need help from the outside. You need to be fertilized. And that comes from outside. Outside people. Guys, we are called by God to help each other, period. We are called by God to help each other, period. Anita, help me this week with a simple text. Her and I were texting back and forth about some church issues, you know, things, trying to organize stuff. And I don't know, sometime later, maybe it was the next day or that night, I can't remember. Basically, I was feeling kind of overwhelmed with everything that's going on, and, you know, not just church, but just everything. And she texted me back and said, "Hey, I noticed a certain little 4 or 5 words that I said in my text that I didn't really catch it." She caught it, bam, sent me a text, "You okay?" And then we talked a little bit, but that meant a lot to me. Because it showed me that she cared enough to say, "Hey, wait a minute, you know, let me check on you. Let me stop what I'm doing and let me check on you, make sure you're all right." And then she said she's praying for me and Lynn. And so it helped me a lot. Because it helped me refocus a little bit. Because I know you guys love us and you care about us, and I talked to some of you throughout the week. But just at that moment, it was just, thank you. It was God, you know. 1 Peter 4:10, one of my favorite verses. You know, I got a top 400. This is one of them. And 1 Peter 4:10, I would really encourage you to, if you want to start memorizing Scripture, this is a good one. Listen to it. I'm going to just read it. Ready? 1 Peter 4:10. And I remember because it's like a 410 shotgun, remember? I had a little 410 shotgun. I told you about that, didn't I? No? I was 9 years old, got me a 410. Single shot. I used to shoot robins off the ground. You know, I remember I told you about that. Remember? I lied to my mama, told her I shot them in the air. I still hadn't made amends. Because she loved eating robins, you know. And I'd sneak around in the back 40, whatever. And I'd see they'd light on the ground. I'd sneak up. Boom. Boom. I'd shoot her a mess. I think she knew I was lying. You ain't going to shoot a robin in the air with a 410. Anyway, Jesus, I'm sorry. 1 Peter 4:10. Listen closely. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Really think about that. That's powerful to me. I'm going to read it again real quick. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. See, when we serve others, when we're serving others at whatever we're doing, whether it's at church or in your neighborhood or at work, when we're serving others, we're actually giving God's grace to one another. That's what the scripture just said. Regarding this passage that we've talking about this morning, most of the time, change and godly growth takes time. It takes time for us to heal and start producing fruit. In Jesus' parable, the gardener, I call it the gardener's approach. The gardener asked for another year to help this fig tree. What we're going to do in the next few weeks is we're going to really dig in to those principles about how God's grace, His truth, and His time helps us grow. When we have all three of these working in our life, not just one, not just two, but all three of these working and flowing in our life, that's when we'll start bearing healthy fruit. And that's when we'll start healing. And that's when we'll start feeling better. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for your word. Lord, it is comforting. It is encouraging. It corrects us when we need to be corrected. It guides us. Father, I just pray for our church family. I pray in Jesus' name, Father, that we will all grow. We'll all change. We'll all become the men and women that you call us to be. Lord, if there's one here this morning that's never accepted you as Christ, has accepted Christ as their Savior, I ask that they'll come down during this song of invitation and I'll be glad to pray with them. Love you. In Jesus' name, amen.